Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King. This is episode 10. It is Saturday, April 13th here in Paris, a chilly but very bright Saturday afternoon. And I want to talk about something that keeps coming up. You know how in life, often when we have lessons to learn, when we're dealing with something, that issue resurfaces. Like, it just keeps coming up. If you don't deal with something, it doesn't actually go away in your life. It just stays with you. And until you deal with it, until you confront it. And many times in life, I know for sure, in my case, I've held on to things because it's really scary to deal with your emotions sometimes and to confront the reality of things. It's much easier and more natural human nature, right? We don't want to confront all of our emotions and all of our issues. It's much easier to hide a few of them. And that I just wanted to talk about shame because this subject keeps coming up. In fact, last night on my plane ride home from Germany, I was sort of like half writing a song in my head. I had this melody, and the song had to do with shame and how it can hold so many of us back throughout life. I know personally it's held me back from a lot. And I have felt somehow unworthy. And that actually makes me very emotional. Surprise, surprise. But just because it's so much in conflict with the real me. You know, can you relate to that? Do you have like, maybe it's some issue, some fear, some major feeling, like shame, you know, maybe it's a secret from your past, this way you feel about yourself that that you're scared to talk about, or you feel unsupported, or you maybe, you know, you have experienced the imposter syndrome. Some people, when they have something great happen, they feel somehow that they're not worthy of that, that they don't deserve it, which is absolute and complete bullshit, because guess what? Something I know 100,000,000%, even while experiencing shame in my own life, it's just that we all are divine. We are magnificent creatures. We are absolutely worthy and deserving, and we need to embrace our self-love and to accept our imperfections, which loving the fact that I'm perfect is in that word, imperfect. But we need to accept our weaknesses, our strengths, and to all of ourselves, you know, not to hide some small part of ourselves or some large part of ourselves because we are afraid of not being accepted, maybe. We are fearful of being, of letting ourselves down or letting other people down. This is like just being human. So, maybe take a moment. Like for me, I know specifically, this embarrassing issue, of shame that I have dealt with, pretty much since I was 23, sitting in front of an agent. Perhaps I'll share it later in this podcast, but I really want this to be about you. But just think about something that maybe you're holding on to, that you're maybe afraid of sharing, and consider, you know, what that's about, where that's coming from. Perhaps you've already done the work and you already have the self-awareness to realize that you have maybe a mask on. Maybe you're hiding something. Maybe you don't feel safe enough to share it. And that's really, I think, understandable. We need to, that's why I so believe that, you know, our friends, our closest friends, closest family members, you know, we don't need to have a ton of them, but a few people with whom you can really totally be yourself. Hopefully, throughout life, as you grow, as you mature, as you experience more, hopefully, you know, those masks start to come down. They start to fall off. And you break through and more of the real you shines through. And by the way, you know, I say age and experience, but I have to say, you know, I've met people of all different ages and some young people have this self-awareness, and I'm always so impressed because I just find it really inspiring, you know? Actually, this weekend, having some conversations, I'm just We are all on, again, I'm getting emotional, but hey, here I am in my little studio apartment with my eyes filling with tears as I say this. But we are all on a unique journey, and we all have the tools to live our best lives and to deal with our shit. But we have to do the work, and that requires acceptance of ourselves, our strengths, our flaws, our perceived flaws, which, may be strengths, but just accepting who we really are, what we're dealing with, where we're at. If we feel angry, you can feel angry. If you feel sad, that's okay. Just allowing ourselves to just be without the judgment, because goodness knows the world is full of judgment, and you have to be tough. And when I say tough, I don't mean hard. I don't mean cynical. I just mean you need to have this deep, deep sense of self-love that just like flows throughout every cell in your body. You feel it, you live it, you feel it so much that, you take away this sense of fear and this, again, talking about shame today, but that shame, because something amazing about shame is when we talk about what makes us afraid, when we talk about what we feel shameful about, we erase, we decrease. I mean, the shame basically disappears. It cannot coexist. Shame cannot coexist where there is, where we're talking about it, where we're not, because then we're not hiding anymore, right? Then we're not, running away from our problems, not talking about them. Leaving relationships because we don't want to deal with them, maybe hiding in addictions or unhealthy patterns and unhealthy, patterns of behavior and just the way we deal with things. So yeah, that's what I just wanted to talk about today, because if you feel shameful about something, you feel embarrassed about something, maybe guilty about something, maybe you're negatively judging yourself, maybe you're also negatively judging others, hopefully you're not, but I'm just talking about self-awareness, moving towards positive thinking, deciding to confide in those people closest to us with whom we feel safe enough to be our full selves. And when you do that, when you talk about your what is holding you back, when you talk about that secret, maybe you're doing something you don't want others to know about that you feel bad about. Maybe you are, just, we don't want to hold ourselves back. So basically that's what I wanted to chat about today. Because shame can be incredibly paralyzing. We can, begin to feel that somehow we're not deserving of being fully happy. It also takes us away from being fully present with others and with ourselves. It's hard to be in the present moment when we have a mask on, right? When we're hiding part of ourselves, when we, maybe we have a, some lie that we've told ourselves or we're telling others, to protect ourselves. But in fact, we're not protecting ourselves. We're holding ourselves back. It's like having this barrier between you and your truth. And when I say your truth, I mean your story. And I'm talking about, what you've experienced until now, because whatever you've experienced until now doesn't need to be what you experience today and tomorrow and the days following. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but just recognizing that, I feel like that's a major point. So I'm just going to repeat it, and I need to hear it too. Because by the way, everything I'm telling you, if you can't tell already, are things that I'm working on and that I need to learn. And that's why I'm sharing them, because if I can help one person, that's already, and I know I am, so that's why I'm making this podcast. Okay, again, getting emotional, but basically just remembering that whatever your story is, whatever you've experienced, whatever terrible things from your childhood or yesterday or today, or just that, those traumas, those thoughts, those things we're hiding, they do not dictate our present or our future. It might feel like it today, but once you start working through it, once you start dealing with accepting yourself more and really digging into where this stuff is coming from, so you have that self-awareness, and then deciding, then you can get to the next level of pushing through, confiding in people you trust, you know, not a lot, just a few, and people who really genuinely want what's best for you and who love you and support you fully. And you know who those people are. And don't delude yourself by confiding in someone who you're not sure. You know, I feel that's very important to say. Because once you take away that shame, once you talk about what's bothering you, once you decide, I'm going to deal with this shit, I'm going to cry, I'm going to get angry, I want to change my life. I want to feel awesome. I want this to happen, and this is preventing me from doing it. And it's scary because we're afraid of being judged, maybe. I'm speaking about myself. Afraid of being judged, afraid of being rejected. But guess what? If you don't love enough yourself, if you don't fully embrace, accept, and just at the deepest level, love yourself, you know, that's just the greatest foundation of our overall happiness. And for me, happiness is success, but it's all connected, right? Everything. We need to love ourselves first and embrace our story and know that anything is possible. Anything can change in the future and when we do the work. And again, you know, life would be pretty boring if we didn't have shit to deal with, right? If you woke up every day and lived the same, you know, like Groundhog Day, you live the same day over and over again. Everything was, you know, simple. Life wouldn't be as interesting for sure. And we wouldn't develop strength and we wouldn't develop real character, I believe, without having challenges. So take away the judgment. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose, or a few of them, in through your nose slowly and out. You can always come back to your breath when you're feeling stressed about dealing with it, when you're just like, I don't want to talk about it. I just, you know, just come back to your breath. Confide in people you trust and dig a little deeper into your love. Okay, now if you've made it this far, then I guess I'll share a little bit of what I've been dealing with, which feels so petty because, you know, I meet and obviously, you know, read and listen to just stories of so many people who deal with such heavy issues. And so my issue has always felt really insignificant and silly, and which has made me even more shameful about it. Sort of like this weird cycle of like, wow, I know I'm super confident and I, you know, I've always lived an unconventional life. I've always gone for what I wanted, but then limited myself and not, you know, not asked for what I deserve financially, done so much stuff for free because I love it. And my gratitude has prevented me from being paid what I'm worth because of my own shit. So anyway, this is going to sound so stupid to many of you, but that's okay. I'm not judging myself, and maybe I'm trying not to, but I'm in the journey too. And that has to do with, and the reason why, I know this keeps coming up is because I work in industries where ageism is a major thing. And I know it's a major thing everywhere. The irony of it is that with age, through my experiences and through for so many of us, we become more, hopefully, you know, more aware, more giving, more confident, more able to support others and ourselves and take our masks off. And for me, this is like feels like my only mask. There's probably some other things they're not holding me back that I'm aware of. But this one has to do with age. So I work in, as you know, some of you know, I'm a singer-songwriter. And basically, since I began the music industry when I was 23, I graduated from college, went to Dartmouth in New Hampshire, went abroad and was a volunteer teacher for kids in a small impoverished island in the Pacific, which I am just so in love with, called Ebi in the Marshall Islands. So I fly out there, volunteer for a year. Music, my goals in music bring me back to New York, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. But I'm like, I know I need to go back because I want, it's never been about the BS for me. It's never been about, you know, I really deeply want to connect and share, and that's why I'm still doing music. You know, it's been a crazy ride. But I know that's one of my greatest gifts is that. Anyway, I could go off tangent. I probably already am. But first meeting with an agent in New York. I'm 23, just starting. And this woman sits across from me on the table. Actually, it was for like a Gatorade commercial. I'm also an athlete, as you probably know. But not that I needed to be, but just whatever. That's how I got this meeting, which was a lucky meeting to have. And basically the woman, the agent says, okay, so how old are you, dear? She looks me up and down underneath these, you know, very stylish glasses. And I said, 23. I answered honestly. And without even a second breath, just really matter-of-factly, she's like, okay, so you're 19. She smiles, half smiles, and goes on with the conversation. So she basically, I was 23. That apparently was too old. This is in the time of, you know, Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears was still hot. I mean, this was a while ago. This was in the pop scene. Pop music was very bubblegum pop at this time. You know, I was too late for the cool female singer-songwriter. You know, that 4 or 5 years, whatever, that happened just before I was still in school and then went away, whatever. So when I heard her say, okay, so you're 19, I being naive, sweet, innocent little me, I was like, okay. And I didn't ask any questions. I was quite shy and I had so many insecurities then, that I have dealt with, thankfully. But I just, I thought I have to rewrite. Okay. Rewrite my story. Okay. So I didn't go to college. I mean, I just made it into this thing in my head and it just perplexed me. I was like, okay, why do I have to lie about this? But I didn't have the confidence to ask. And then this became a theme and it already was sort of, not that wasn't my issue, but I had other feelings of unworthiness from, unfortunately not great parenting on my parents' behalf, in terms of not feeling smart and not feeling good about myself. They did their best. I love them to death and it's all good now. But, just to say, I was not, you know, I was not like a little Madonna, like all sure of myself or acting sure of myself even. So whatever, the age thing, that has been something that stayed with me in the music industry and then, you know, just crazy industry, going out with people who are trying to, you know, the industry has changed so much since then, but, you know, trying to get a record deal and just, it sounds so funny even, doesn't it? Record deal, like, although records are coming back, vinyl's back. But yeah, this came up, I mean, so many times. I was actually once told by Clive Davis's son that I should move to Nashville where they're less ageist. And I was 34 at the time. And this is after, well, anyway, I don't want to say any more about that. But basically, you know, the industry's shady, but that's okay. Just to say, age has been my issue, and up until now, it's something that just became a joke between my manager and I, who's a friend now, one of my managers from the past, manager slash friend. basically, it was always like, "How old are you this year? Are you 28?" And then it was like, "Okay, 32." And then I was like, "No." And then it just becomes this crazy, like, I mean, I start to forget about it and then it comes up less. And then the older I get, like, I don't actually give a shit, but then I do because I don't like embrace it. Do you know what I mean? That comes up. And then I get into the fitness scene and even up through this amazing 3 days that I just experienced, which I'm so honored and proud and grateful to be a part of, this Adidas Western Europe, training creator squad, where I, you know, am 10 years older than many of the people there and not than everyone, obviously, but when you work in fitness, you know, people have tended to be much younger. And I guess and I'm not saying I'm not grateful. I mean, I am grateful that I probably, you know, I generally look a bit younger than I am. Which that's a whole nother conversation because why do we embrace that anyway? Right. That's all BS. But I am grateful for that, to feel great and strong. And obviously I take care of myself. But yeah, the age thing, that's like, why should that make me shameful, right? Why should that make anyone shameful? Age is an asset. And that's a good title, isn't it? Age is an Asset. It probably is a title somewhere of a book or a great article or something. Hopefully it's great. But anyway, that's my silly little thing that shouldn't, but I'm judging it, right? I shouldn't judge it. And I shouldn't compare because, as the famous quote goes, comparison is the thief of joy. We each have our unique, valid, beautiful journeys in life. And I realize and I'm grateful every effing day for my blessings. And the thing about gratitude is that you can't worry about things and be grateful at the same time. I love that thought. Isn't that cool? But yeah, so what makes you, are you hiding some part of yourself that do you struggle with internally, anything that is holding you back in this way that makes you feel less than? Are you, do you have a really harsh, self-critical inner dialogue going on in your head? So many of us do. And honestly, I think some like really incredible souls are struggling with shame and whether it's about something you experienced as a kid, something inside your mind, your identity. Usually has to do with we start to label ourselves in some way, like I'm this way or I have to be this way. And the more we are not who we really are and we hide part of ourselves, the less we are our authentic selves and most empowered selves. So anyway, before I digress too much, and now I'm already feeling embarrassed about sharing that silly little shameful thing. It's funny because like three people asked me my age this weekend in Germany, right? This amazing experience. And I was like, oh, I'm older than you. And they're like, yeah, but how old? You know, and then one lovely woman said, oh, but I'm 33. And then, I mean, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you, and now I'm scared, but that's okay, because that's why I have to do it. And if you made it this far in the podcast, then I need to be real with you. I'm 42. And that feels like, that makes me feel like a failure saying it out loud. Isn't that awful? God, that's just so unfair to myself, right? Okay, I'm not deleting this. I'm keeping it because that is my authentic journey and anyone can judge that. And that's fine because I'm doing the best I can, just like all of you. And the fact that I'm sitting here crying says something, right? Clearly, I need to do the work. So whatever you're dealing with, please don't compare it to mine if it feels deeper. Please just know that we're all different. And at the same time, do your thing. It's very true that we tend to teach what we need to learn. And I feel so passionately about this because I've experienced this shame for my entire adult life. Half of it. No, all of it, really. And it's total and utter bullshit. And the other part of me, the grown-ass woman part of me, who is so strong and is healing people, because I know I am. I know the power of my voice. I know the power of what I'm doing through music, through talks, through conversations, through random meetings on the street. I know I have the power to help people, and that's all I've wanted to do. And I do, you know, one thing I would say that has helped me, well, other than reading and listening to podcasts, and audiobooks, has been the podcast is Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. Super Soul, one word. I know I talk about it a lot on my episodes, but it's been really helpful because of one thing she said, and many of you, I imagine, want to live your best life. That's why you're listening, and you want to take away those masks and rise into your best self and evolve. So one thing that Oprah said that she always asks since she was much younger is, you know, use me. She says to the universe, please use me. let me help other people. And I, that's really why I launched this podcast again, why I create, why I share, why I write music, why I perform, why I coach, why I keep creating things. And then parts of myself are being healed through sharing, and knowing that I'm able to help others. But my first goal is to heal and to hopefully be used by the universe, God, whomever you speak with, whatever words resonate for you, but to be used as a force of light and to be used as a vessel of goodness. And so if anything that I say resonates for you, it's worth it for me to do this and to make myself uncomfortable. And at the same time, I realize I'm working on my own healing, and that's real and that matters. And now I'm back to my strong, uncrying self. I was still strong when I was crying. Actually, I think I'm even more strong when I'm crying, because that means I am confronting shit like the lion, tigress, strong woman I am. And I wish you nothing but love, and to take away those, whatever is holding you back. If hopefully that resonates and you enjoyed that. And if not, hopefully next time. Have a beautiful weekend, and good luck. Oh, this is becoming quite local, but good luck to anyone running the marathon. Paris Marathon Sunday, and Monday is the Boston Marathon. All right, more soon. Ciao for now. Love you, and love yourself first.